our next guest, we'd have no time for this great story, right. This great guy. We got to meet him at Glen Abbey last year.
Well, thank goodness we do. Yes. He just shot a 2-under over 36 holes to qualify for the U.S. Open. He's an NHL referee. I wonder, how do you hone your game? You have to be amazing to qualify for the U.S. Open, and yet this guy has another job. And so we welcome Garrett Rank. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great to have you back. Congratulations. Who's the second best NHL referee at golf? Who is? We know you are, but who is the second best?
I'm probably going to have to go with Dan O'Rourke, number 9, or John McIsaac, number 2. I've played with both of them. I don't know much about anybody else's golf game, but I would say that those two would probably be near the top of the leaderboard if we had a tournament.
Well, we were talking this morning about sure bets, right? We would have bet on against the Canadian Little League baseball team. I think that you seem like a sure bet. If you're going up against the other National Hockey League referees, you seem like a sure thing to me. You take their money,
like,
don't you? You take those guys' money, don't you?
Nobody wants to play with me, but no, I think I like my chances if I play against them, and probably should get a tournament lined up just so I can get a few trophies.
Now, I'd notice you here and there. I can't watch every damn NHL game, and no one can. But I noticed this the morning after, because this is right before the Super Bowl, and I remember actually watching this highlight when I'm in Minneapolis. You're lucky to be with us today. You got hit by an Alex Ovechkin, like he's shooting at the net, and it takes a deflection, and you got it right in the face. Now, somehow, some way, you lived, and 12 seconds later, you were laughing. What was the damage, the shrapnel factor from the Ovechkin shot?
I got pretty lucky there. No major injuries, but the reason I started laughing is because my partner comes in, and it was Kelly Sullivan, and he's a great guy, a bit of a character. And he goes, Ranker, are you all right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, don't worry. Nobody saw you go down. It's all good. the side of my face is numb, but really the only thing I could do is laugh.
You're right. You can be calling the best game on the planet, and it can be home or road, and the Caps were at home against the Bruins in that game. And if a referee falls or trips, no matter, like, you can be having a phenomenal, phenomenally called, and everybody's just going to cheer, right? Like, that's just, it's inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, they all cheer when it happens, and then when they see the severity of it, they're like, ooh, maybe that's not too bad. And then the worst part is when they put it on the slow motion replay, and then all of a sudden you just hear.
Yeah, your union should get involved in that.
And then you're like, oh, now I know it's not good.
But it's a totally different animal for this guy, right? Because if he goes down, he's not just thinking, can I referee tomorrow? He's thinking, how does this affect my golf game?
Who will win the U.S. Open this year now? Yes.
Right. I won't win, so who will win? Okay, tell me.
Those are my exact thoughts, yep. Boys. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. From game one of the regular season until your last game refereeing, how many golf games do you get in?
I played 4 times this year.
Wow, and you qualified for the U.S. Open.
I mean, I shouldn't say I played 4 times. I mean, I physically played 4 times. I worked on my game a little bit. And then, I mean, I worked the first round of playoffs three games out of the sign. And so I was done since April 20th. So I've had a month and a couple weeks to work on my golf game. And growing up as a young kid, I always put the clubs away in the wintertime. So it's not like it was anything new to me. And you always come back with like a fresh start and not really thinking about much.
We're speaking with Garrett Rank, NHL referee from Elmira, Ontario. We got to meet him at Glen Abbey last year when he was playing in the RBC Canadian Open, and he has qualified. He'll play at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock next week. How much do you know about the course? Do you kind of study it out? Do you watch video? Do you talk to people about it, people that have played it previously before you get there on Long Island next week?
I've been talking to a couple of my buddies who've played. They say it's a kind of tight, and you got to shape your ball in the fairway. A lot of the fairways canter a certain direction. I haven't watched much video other than when the U.S. Open was there last. I remember watching it on TV, but I'm excited to get there on Sunday, and I'll walk around and get a bunch of practice rounds before it starts.
Now, this is not only amazing for you, but someone is going to carry your bag. You're not a regular on the tour, so who gets the caddy for you?
I promised my brother he could caddy, so that'll be really neat. The last he's caddied for me once in the Canadian Open, and that was the only time we made the cut. So you know, I'm excited for her to share that with my him and the rest of my family, and then even some friends are going to come down. So my dad passed away 4 years ago, and he'd be really jazzed. He would probably be on the bag caddying, so this is the next best thing, and he'll be looking down, and my mom will be really proud too. So I'm looking forward to it.
Garrett Rank, our guest. That's an awesome story. What was less awesome is I thought Elliot was going to offer his services, and you're not the caddy for him. It's not. He's an NHL. He's got to be really firm with his decision making. Now, this year, watching the final, it's tricky, right? Do you think NHL referees have to call? This gets debated all the time, and I'm sure your buddies ask you over a pop or two. Playoffs in general, do you come in with a different approach? Do you go, I have to officiate this differently than a February game? I apologize to the teams between the Hurricanes and the Canucks this year. Do you have to do it differently, knowing what's at stake, or do you go, no, a penalty's a penalty?
You're not going to believe me when I say this, but no, a penalty is a penalty. I think what changes in the playoffs is the intensity and like the scrutiny on officials. There's obviously a higher microscope in the playoffs, and you know, you'd be surprised at the level of play in the playoffs compared to the regular season. It's so much faster, and I think that allows for opportunities for different or weird things to occur. And you know, I think as a fan or a player, you kind of don't want the referee to decide the game. So I think our guys do a good job of calling penalties when they're there and allowing guys to play honest, hard battle hockey the rest of the time.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you to name names, but is there a player you don't like? I mean, somebody that did something and...
You're just looking for a yes or no?
No. I want to have like an idea of why. And is it hard to fight not giving that player a penalty, even though, you know, like, you know, some are touch and go, you know, is there a player you don't like?
I wouldn't say there's a player I don't like. There's players that I enjoy more than other players. Some of the guys talk to the officials a lot, sometimes about plays in hockey, sometimes about things totally unrelated to hockey. But at the end of the day, we're out there to do a job, and it happens so fast, you don't really have time to think like, oh, I don't like that guy, so I'm going to jam him up with another penalty. Like, you just don't have the opportunity to do that. But you build, through communication, you build rapport and trust with certain guys, and sometimes it's more with others. And for the most part, it looks like the guys are yelling at us a lot, but we've got a pretty good relationship out there.
I know what Elliot was trying to do there. And next year, you won't. I don't think anyone will have to, because I think this guy's going to be thinking inwardly this summer. There won't be any 2-minute penalties for kissing other players next year. I really believe that. I do not think that's going to rear its head like it did. It could have this year. I feel like you'll be safe in that.
Yeah. You look at that situation, and that's something that was unexpected, and you don't see every day. And you know, there's nothing really in the rule book that says you can't do it. I mean, there's penalties that you can assess, you know, like an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty or a 10-minute misconduct. But that's why our guys are the best guys in the world, and I think they handled that situation pretty good.
Hey, we wish you the best next week. We are thrilled, and we hope we get to see you at Glen Abbey in a few weeks as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.